This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here at Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this boys' high school basketball action here on your Tuesday night on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Litchfield in the home whites, trimmed in the purple. Purple Panthers and purple lettering across the front. The Cats, the road purples. Cats and yellow lettering across the front. Carl Ray puts it up in the air, and Mount Olive controls the tip, and they will get it to start. Litchfield comes out in a 2-3 zone piece as Markovic way out in the left wing leaves it for Knowles. He'll fire the three ball, left it short, and the rebound down to John Corso. He wears the long sleeve white shirt under the home jersey. Nice backdoor cut. Corso finds McGill on the baseline. Blake floats it up and in for the game's first bucket. Good movement without the basketball that time from Blake McGill, the 5'10 junior. Just underway, opening quarter. Pfeiffer holds out way on the right wing, right on that big purple Panther paw in front of the Litchfield bench. In the corner, Butts for three, missed it too strong. Long rebound out to John Corso on the right baseline. He will leave it back for Blaine Stewart. Litchfield playing without Brady Bishop tonight, the senior point guard. Been dealing with an ankle injury all year long. And we're going to get a moving screen on Litchfield. That'll be their first foul, first turnover, as Anthony Boston did not get set at the top of the key setting that screen. 1 minute gone by, first quarter, as Litchfield leads 2-0. Austin Pfeiffer brings it into the front court. Way out on the volleyball spike line to Reddick. His pass is tipped, nearly stolen by Niehaus, picked back up by Reddick. Now deflected away right to Butts. Mount Olive will reset. Markovic will bring it back between the circles. He sports the black headband for Mount Olive. He's got the black compressions on both legs as well. As out front with Pfeiffer, bounced it once, picked it up, now leaves it off for Knowles. Adam Knowles, right side of that volleyball spike line. High post to Markovic. Oh, nice back door for Reddick, rejected by Corso. Pulled down by Blaine Stewart. Good help off the backside of that zone. Here comes Corso. Hesitation. Oh, spinning at the foul line. Floating, fading, and hitting. John Corso. A beautiful move. 4-0 Litchfield. 6:05 for the opening quarter. That was silky smooth with the spin at the foul line. Then the fade off the right block. Out front. Into the hands of Pfeiffer. Ashton Pfeiffer. Markovic triggers a deep three. Left it short. He was several feet beyond the line. Offensive rebound picked up off the floor by Knowles. His pass is tipped and stolen. Here comes Litchfield on the runout. Floating up too strong was Stewart. Tapped around and eventually picked up by the Purple Panthers and Stewart underneath. And then he's fouled. First foul on Mount Olive. They're going to get Reddig with the personal. That's his first. Baseline out of bounds. Corso will throw in. High above his head and surveying. Bounce pass into Blaine Stewart. Blaine rises at the left elbow. Yes, for Blaine Stewart. 6 points for Litchfield. 2 for Stewart. 2 for McGill. 2 for Corso. Mount Olive still looking for their first points. They got the goose egg working right now. 5:25 for the opening quarter. They have not been able to get inside of this zone piece. Out front with Markovic. Way on the left wing. He'll put on the floor, pulls up left elbow. Yes, for Trent Markovic. Nice move there for the young sophomore. And Mount Olive on the board. 6-2, Purple Panthers lead. 5:05 for the opening quarter. Corso feeds the left block. Boston tries to go back door to Corso and deflected out by. Still no signal. Waiting. It'll be Litchfield ball. Corso will throw in off the right baseline. Standing right in the second L of Litchfield. Oh, his entry pass hit the underside of the backboard, and that'll be a turnover to Mount Olive. Always dangerous if you try to go across the floor on those baseline feeds with that backboard right there. That's why a coach will always tell you, never take it out right under the backboard in the painted area. Corso wasn't there, but he tried to go across the floor and caught the backboard. 4:45 for the opening quarter, 6-2 Litchfield leads. 2-3 zone for the Purple Panthers. Out front with Knowles. Feeds to Markovic on the baseline now. To Knowles, back to Pfeiffer. Right back to Knowles it goes. He has his back to the basket, dribbles back beyond the three-point arc, leaves for Ashton Pfeiffer. Mount Olive having trouble working against this zone piece. lot of perimeter passes. Here's a skip pass, top of the key, return pass to Knowles on the baseline to Markovic. He's doubled, kicks out to Knowles. They swing it to Pfeiffer. Ball fake, dribble drive, kicks out to Knowles. We approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Litchfield making Mount Olive work on the offensive end. Knowles leaves it off for Kayla Butts, the 6'2 senior, across the floor to Ashton Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer feeds the block to Markovic. He's going to rise up too strong. He hesitated a little bit there, caught in between using the window or not, and the rebound down to Litchfield. Here comes Corso. Leaves for Stewart. Blaine Stewart, dribble drive, gets into the lane, kicks off to Blake McGill. McGill will hand to Corso. John puts it between his legs, wants to work. Step back three. Corso left it short. Offensive rebound, Niehaus, and he's got free throws coming. He was pushed in the back on the follow. Second team foul on Mount Olive will send Austin Niehaus to the free throw line. And they will get the personal on Adam Knowles, his first. Note they're going to call that on the floor, so baseline out of bounds for Corso. Gets it out top of the key to Boston. Hand off to Blaine Stewart. He directs traffic now as Litchfield works right side. His entry pass to Corso deflected, goes right to John, and on the spin, Corso is fouled. Third team foul on Mount Olive. Think they're going to get Markovic here. That's Trent's first. Baseline out of bounds again for the Purple Panthers. Leading 6-2, 3:19 for the opening quarter. Corso high above his head, going to lob on the right block to Boston. Anthony makes the catch, stripped on the way up, but is picked up by Niehaus in the heart of the lane. He will get it out to Corso between the circles. John will work left side. Top of the key now to Blaine Stewart. Oh, nice slip pass. It's good for Boston. Anthony's first bucket off the beautiful find from Blaine Stewart. The defense was drawn in to Blaine, and he just had a beautiful bounce pass to a wide-open Anthony Boston. 8-2 Litchfield inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Mount Olive continues to try to find a way to get inside this zone. They don't have anybody stationed at the foul line, and Cody Best wants a timeout. 2:36 for the opening quarter. Litchfield leads Mount Olive 8-2. Back to Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield following these messages on WSMI. Following the Mount Olive timeout, they fire a three ball right out of the timeout. That is Reddick, and he knocks it down from the top of the key. When you're working against the zone, you got to be able to knock down perimeter shots. Whether it's from inside out or just raising up, got to find the bottom. They kick into Boston. He kicks out to McGill, open for three, and Blake McGill answers the Mount Olive three ball with a triple of his own, 11-5 Litchfield. And that's the best three-pointer there is. Feed the post, let the defense collapse, kick it out. You're wide open. Here's Butts, leaves it on the wing. Two in a row. Reddick, no, missed that one off the front side of the rim, and the rebound down to John Corso. He clears Stewart out of there, and Corso brings it across the timeline. John keeps the bounce alive at the left elbow. Leaves for Niehaus on the curl. Austin off the window, missed it as he winds up on the floor. And now, as Mount Olive secures the rebound, we're going to get a whistle and foul on Litchfield's Anthony Boston. That's going to be his second. Both Litchfield fouls going to Boston, so that'll get him to the bench early. Chase Hyers, a 5'8 junior, will check in for the Purple Panthers. Again, no Brady Bishop for Litchfield tonight. Boy, he really had a strong junior season. You always hate to see kids get injured at the start of a season, especially seniors, because an ankle injury, you try to play through it, and the next thing you know, it's been bothering you all year long. So hopefully they can get that cleared up here, hopefully by Christmas time. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. It's a fine line. You see, old, are you hurt or are you injured? If you're injured, you can't play. If you're hurt, you might be able to gut it through. Here's a turnover for Mount Olive, their second turnover. And here comes Corso into the front court. Oh, nice backdoor pass. Nice slip for Stewart to Niehaus. It's good. Oh, he won't get better than that. Corso to Stewart, and then a beautiful bounce pass to a slashing Austin Niehaus. 13-5 Purple Panthers, final minute, first quarter. That high post entry pass is tipped and stolen. Third Mount Olive turnover. Here comes Corso. Pocket picked on the spin by Markovic. And then as Trent works his way up the floor, it's deflected away off of. Oh, the official pointed the wrong way, I was going to say. It will be Mount Olive ball. 46.3 seconds, first quarter. Here's Pfeiffer. Leaves it for Knowles on the right wing. Back to Pfeiffer. Kicks in the corner to Marcus. That's a tough catch. It's out of bounds. Fourth Mount Olive turnover. There was just a few feet of separation. The pass was thrown real hard and real low, and Markovic couldn't handle it. 13-5, Litchfield leads, and now they can hold for the final shot. Corso across the timeline. Works towards the right side. Dribble handoff to Blake McGill. McGill wants to feed the high post to Niehaus. It's tipped around. Austin does a good job to go and meet the basketball. Out to Corso, 15 seconds for the opening quarter. John crossing over on Markovic. Nice spin rejected by Markovic. Corso gets it back, attacks, and draws the foul. Great defense in there from Trent Markovic. He did not bite on the spin of the series of fakes. But then Corso, a good second effort there to go get that basketball after the block shot and draw the foul. They will get the foul on Caleb Butts. That's his first. At the free throw line, Corso. First free throw of the night for either team. Toss good. Corso's a lefty, so you know the free throws are going down. 9.6 for the opening quarter. 14-5, Litchfield with the lead. Second toss is good. Hits all the iron, drops down. Plenty of time for Mount Olive. Here comes Pfeiffer across the timeline with six. Jumped to pass, ill-advised, turned over. Throw ahead to Niehaus, lost it, and that's going to be the quarter. Marcus just lets it fly from midcourt online, short, wouldn't have countered anyway. After 8 minutes, it is Litchfield, 15, Mount Olive, 5. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Simmons Gymnasium, campus of Litchfield High School. The Purple Panthers leading Mount Olive 15-5 after one quarter. Glad you're with us tonight on FM 106 and through our live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the second quarter as Hires had trouble with the catch, has to go corral it out near midcourt. Finds Stewart down to Niehaus on the baseline. Bounce pass across the floor to Corso. John lost it on the way up. Tipped around, picked up by Mount Olive and Adam Knowles. Fourth turnover on Litchfield. Here's Markovic. Tough pass, and that is off the mouth of Blake Carroll and out of bounds. Carroll, the 6'4 sophomore, just checked in and immediately has to check the chiclets to make sure they're all still attached. Another pass from Mount Olive, thrown with a bunch of pace to travel a short distance. 7:20 first half. Cats showing some pressure. Litchfield handles it easily. They kept the ball in the middle of the floor that time. Here's Blaine Stewart. Out to Chase Hires. Mount Olive now sitting in a zone piece as Corso knocks down the triple off the right wing. John Corso with 7 points here in the opening half. 18-5, Litchfield leading 7 minutes for quarter number two. Out front with Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer leaves for Knowles on the baseline to Carroll. He is double teamed and has it deflected away. It'll stay with Mount Olive. Baseline trigger for the Cats. They'll put a player at each corner of the lane. It'll be Markovic to throw in. On the right baseline, near the corner. Gets it in to Pfeiffer. Off to Reddick. Back to Pfeiffer. Top of the key now to Knowles. Finds Markovic in the heart of the lane. Trent turns, faces on Niehaus. Lost his footing. Gets the ball back. Now has it tipped and stolen. Here comes Litchfield in the runout. Corso missed the layup. Rebound, McGill. No. Niehaus follow. No. Tipped around and a foul. 3 point blank cracks at it for Litchfield, and they came up with nothing, but they do draw the foul. Boy, for Mount Olive, you got to get one of those rebounds. The foul on Adam Knowles is his second. That'll get Cody Best into his bench. Caleb Butts will return, replacing Adam Knowles. Corso on the baseline, gets it into Stewart. Top of the key to Hires. They find Corso on the right wing. John Corso to the foul line, cut off. Clicks to Stewart. Corner pocket three. No. Offensive rebound, Niehaus. Follow, no. McGill's follow crawls over the front of the rim. 7 for Blake McGill. Litchfield all over the boards here in the second quarter. 20-5, Purple Panthers leading. 6 minutes for the first half. Markovic handling out near that volleyball spike line. Hires stays right with him on the top of that 2-3 zone. Hires and McGill at the top of the zone. Corso, Niehaus, and Stewart along the baseline. Monolith has had trouble with the zone. Now they just flat throw it away. Eighth Wildcat turnover. Now the zone doing exactly what Drew Logan wants it to do. It has Mount Olive uncomfortable and disrupted. Of course, they're going to be called for a carry there as he was coming across the timeline with a little bit of pressure from Timothy Reddick. Fifth turnover on Litchfield. Mount Olive's turned it over eight times. A 15-point lead for the Purple Panthers. Home opener for Litchfield. Markovic rises at the right elbow, missed it. Offensive rebound to Butts, and he is stripped and fouled. Third team foul on Litchfield. And they're going to get, I believe, Blaine Stewart. They will, his first. Baseline out of bounds, left side of the lane. Butts lobs it out near midcourt to Ashton Pfeiffer. Into the hands of Reddick. Oh, his pass is stolen. Corso stepped right into the passing lane in that right corner. John brings it across the midcourt stripe. More of a pressure zone here from Mount Olive as Pfeiffer at the top, almost manning up out there. Here's Corso on the left wing. Cut off, picks up the dribble, leaves it back for Hires now. Right back to Corso. 5 minutes for the first half. Niehaus, nice bounce pass. McGill, heart of the lane, yes, for Blake McGill. He has nine. The Litchfield ball movement has been fantastic here in the opening quarter, making that extra pass. Pass up a good shot to get a great shot. There's a dangerous pass along the baseline, stolen away. That was about a 30-foot bounce pass from Reddick, and it did not find its way home. Blaine Stewart kicks to Hires. Chase Hires, bounce pass on the baseline to Niehaus. Austin Niehaus. Bounce pass, heart of the lane. Stewart rises up, left it short. Got nothing but air, but Hires saves it on the baseline. Gets it out to McGill. Left it short. Rebound, Niehaus. Follow, yes. Austin Niehaus has his second field goal and 4 points as Litchfield is all over the glass here in the first half, especially the first part of this second quarter. 24-5 Purple Panthers. Mount Olive needs a good possession here. They've turned it over 10 times. Here's Reddick, drives baseline, attacks, missed it, too strong. Kicks out to Butts, 4-3, yes. Caleb Butts hits the triple, and boy, did Mount Olive need that in a big, big way. Now they need a stop. They got a block out on their defensive end of the floor. Litchfield probably has five offensive rebounds their last two possessions. 3:35 for the first half. Hires open, 4-3, left it short, offensive rebound to Niehaus. Underhand shovel to McGill. Out to Stewart. 4-3. Missed it. Another offensive rebound. Tapped around, but eventually it's corralled by Mount Olive. Looked like the Purple Panthers were going to come down with it again, but Blake Carroll, the 6'4 sophomore, was able to tap it to himself and get possession for the Wildcats of Mount Olive. They will slow it up now. Markovic on the bounce out near midcourt. 3:10 first half. A 16-point Litchfield lead. Here's Reddick in the left corner. Bounced it once. Dangerous skip pass found its way home to Ashton Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer took one dribble. Dangerous bounce pass into the high post. Three Purple Panthers around, and they pick it off. 11th Mount Olive turnover. That was just an ill-advised decision that time. On the attack, Stewart. A floater is good off the window for Blaine Stewart. Beat his defender off the bounce. And then that right-handed floater just outside the paint. 26-8, Litchfield leading. 2.5 minutes for the first half. There's a bad pass and turned over. There was pressure on Pfeiffer. He tried kind of a long wraparound bounce pass, and it wasn't on target. Was out of the reach of the intended Mount Olive player. Josh Klotz has checked in, a 5'9 freshman for Mount Olive. You got Pfeiffer, a sophomore. Knowles, a junior. Markovic, a sophomore. Butts, a senior. And the freshman Klotz on the floor as the Cats show some pressure. Litchfield able to handle. Took their time. Across the timeline they come. Corso picked up the dribble. Needs some help now, being pressured over there by Pfeiffer. Gets it off to Cameron Crow, who's checked in. The young sophomore at 6 foot for Litchfield. Here's McGill. Middle of the lane, yes, for Blake McGill. He has 11. Litchfield just wearing out the middle of that Mount Olive zone. They've done what the Wildcats have not been able to do, and that is consistently have a man in the middle, whether he scores or makes the play. Litchfield's done it consistently here in the half. Mount Olive has not. In the corner, Klotz for three, around and out. That's the way the half's gone for Mount Olive. Beautiful looking shot, just wouldn't stay down for Klotz. Corso steps through, off the window too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Mount Olive. 90 seconds first half, a 20-point Litchfield lead, 28-8. Knowles out front. Beyond that volleyball spike line. Keeps a dribble alive with the right hand. Leaves it now for Ashton Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer off to Markozich, back to Pfeiffer. Return pass to Markozich. Trent held to just one field goal here in the half. 65 seconds, and Markozich raises up, but he was not moving. That's a five-second count on Trent Markozich. 13th Mount Olive turnover. Just kind of the indecisiveness for Mount Olive working against that zone here in the first half. They're thinking and not reacting. Not a good place to be in sports. 65 seconds for the first half. Litchfield ball in the backcourt. Corso picks up his dribble. Long, dangerous pass. Markozich almost deflected it. McGill picks it up, attacks, and draws the foul. Sixth team foul on Mount Olive. That pass was fortunate. It found its way into the hands of Blake McGill, and then he did exactly what you should when a defender goes for the steal and doesn't get it. McGill attacked the rim and got the foul. Free throw good for Blake McGill. He has a dozen first half points. The foul is on Aiden Rumler, who just checked in. The second free throw for Stewart is no good. And they're going to get Jordan Harris, who's just into the ballgame for Litchfield, over the back. That is Harris's first, team's fourth. Harris, a 6'3 junior. 29-8, Litchfield leads, 50 seconds for the first half. Litchfield's been in that 2-3 all game long. Mount Olive has not been able to solve it. Knowles, way out near midcourt. On the baseline, tipped by Harris, stolen by the Purple Panthers. 14th Mount Olive turnover. Half a minute for the first half. Corso going to be tied up, and a jump ball arrow will, let's see, give it to Mount Olive. So that will go down as the sixth turnover on Litchfield. Seems to be some confusion right now. David Schwartz talking with John Corso. Corso might have thought there was a foul, and Mr. Schwartz explained to him, nope, that is a jump ball. Sixth Purple Panther turnover. 27.7 seconds for the first half. See if Mount Olive wants to hold for the final shot here. And if you're down 29-8, maybe you look for the best shot, even if it's not the last shot. Out front with Klotz. He leaves it off for Redick into the hands of Markozich. This is where Mount Olive wants the basketball. Off to Knowles, high post to Butts. Back to Markozich, stolen. Tried to throw it back to Markozich, and McGill was right in the passing lane. Blake floats it up, rattles it down. Blake McGill, 14 points, 1 second from midcourt. Pfeiffer, no. A dominating first half for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. After two quarters, it is Litchfield 31, Mount Olive 8. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Welcome, everyone, listening to our live stream through our friends at Network One Sports at WSMIRadio.com. This is your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. And Litchfield gets the basketball to start the second half. As into the hands of Blaine Stewart. You have Austin Niehaus on the floor, Anthony Boston, Blake McGill, and John Corso. And the Panthers turn it over right out of the gate. Their seventh turnover. Here come the Cats. You've got Ashton Pfeiffer, Timothy Redig, Trent Markozich, Adam Knowles, and Caleb Butts on the floor for the Cats. Mount Olive in the road, purple uniforms, Cats in yellow lettering across the front. Litchfield in the home whites, Purple Panthers in purple lettering across the front of the home whites. McGill and Stewart on the point of that 2-3. They get it into the middle to Markovic, and he draws a foul. They will get Anthony Boston. That's his third. Well, that's been a rough night for Anthony Boston. He's just not been able to get into any type of rhythm with the early fouls. And that's going to get Chase Hyers immediately to the scorer's table. He will check in. One of those nights for Anthony Boston. Feels like he's been in foul trouble since the opening tap. Baseline out of bounds for Mount Olive. Butts will lob it out front to Adam Knowles. Knowles makes the catch out near midcourt. In the corner it goes to Butts. Back to Knowles, now top of the key. Left wing to Reddick. High post to Knowles. Spins, fires to Pfeiffer. Couldn't handle it cleanly and turned over. Here comes Litchfield. Stewart the other way, attacks hard and draws the foul. The 16th turnover on Mount Olive leads to a runout for Litchfield, and eventually a foul goes on Adam Knowles. That's his third. Two free throws for Blaine Stewart. 5'10 sophomore. 4 points for the ball game for Stewart. Actually, no, they called that on the floor too. Baseline out of bounds. Corso into the hands of Hyers. Chase Hyers across the floor to Stewart. Blaine Stewart faked the bounce pass inside, now leaves it off for Corso out near midcourt. John directs some traffic, leaves it back to Stewart on the left wing. High post to Niehaus, kicks to Corso. Bounce pass to Hyers. Dangerous bounce pass stolen. Eighth turnover on Litchfield. That one was ill-advised. Mount Olive was packing the paint there. Into the hands of Timothy Reddick. He brings it across the circle. Now leaves it for Reddick. Back to Pfeiffer. Into the hands of Reddick now. Off to Markovic on the right wing. Trent Markovic has not been able to find any alleys tonight. In the corner it goes to Reddick. Timothy, one dribble pull-up rejected by Austin Niehaus. Good job by Niehaus to get off the floor quickly. 6 minutes, third quarter. 31-8 Litchfield. Dribble drive, Stewart. Nice bounce pass to Niehaus. Austin off the window. It's good. He has six. And that has been the theme of the night for Litchfield. Great bounce passes either to the heart of the lane or on the baseline, leading to easy buckets. 33-8 Litchfield, 5:40 third quarter. That is off the shins of Butts and out of bounds. 17th Mount Olive turnover. Been a rough night for the Wildcats. Long season, and you're going to have nights like this, but it doesn't make them any easier when they happen. 5.5 minutes for the third quarter. Corso handling out front, leaves it for Stewart. That is a deep three, and he missed it strong. He rose up from the Panther logo way out in the left wing. 5:15 third quarter. Here's Knowles way out on the right wing. Picks up the dribble, leaves it for Butts. Caleb Butts now tried to find a slashing Reddick. He stopped, but it's deflected right to Markovic, who lays it up and in. Second field goal for Trent Markovic. He has 4 points, and that was a lucky break for Mount Olive. He was not the intended receiver. Now a foul on the Cats coming back the other way. Their second foul of the half and the second personal on Timothy Reddick. A 23-point lead for Litchfield inside of 5 minutes for the third quarter. Corso off to Stewart. Brings it back near midcourt. Now back to Corso. Bounce pass up top to Hyers at the volleyball spike line. Corso moves without the ball, and Stewart finds him, and John lays it up and in. Corso with nine. That was a nice touch for Corso, about 7 feet from the hoop and fading away with the left hand fading to his right. 35-10 Litchfield, 4.5 third quarter, and Caleb Butts stepped on the sideline, making the catch. 18th Mount Olive turnover. At 15 in the first half and already 3 here in the first 3.5 minutes of the third quarter. That has Cody Best walking to the end of the bench. He's going to get in to his bench here. Here's Corso, no. Niehaus rebound, no. Gets it back again, no. And now they're going to get Corso over the back. For John Corso, it's his first, team's first of the half. Check that, second of the half on Litchfield. And Blake Schell will check in, a 5'10 sophomore replacing Butts. Litchfield has done the little things well here tonight. They've attacked the zone properly with someone in the middle. They've done a great job on the offensive glass. and their zone has been forcing Mount Olive a lot further out to start their offense than they would like. They feed the post here, and it's tipped and stolen. 19th turnover. They were looking for Shell on the right block. Corso, bounce pass middle to Stewart. Lees for Hires, baseline, cut off there, back to Stewart. Finds Corso, the pass behind him and turned over. Now Mount Olive has a run out. Reddick, layup good. Five for Timothy Reddick, and a rare open court opportunity for Mount Olive. 35-12, Purple Panthers lead with the ball, 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Corso on the wing, Stewart, 4-3, missed it strong. Rebound tapped around off of Mount Olive. It'll be Litchfield ball. Last touched over there by Adam Knowles. Litchfield will throw in on the sideline. Here's Stewart, dribble handoff to McGill. Blake McGill, dangerous pass, found its way to Corso. John Corso puts it on the floor with the right hand. That's a bad bounce pass, tipped and stolen. And Reddick will come across the timeline and slow it up. 35-12, Litchfield. Out front with Reddick into the hands of Marcus. Check that, into the hands of Pfeiffer. Now Knowles will bring it on the left wing. Markovic was positioned on that left block. Now Knowles on the slash, had trouble with the catch. It wound up on his shoulder, eventually lost possession, and picked up by John Corso. Turnover number 20 on Mount Olive. Excuse me. Corso coast-to-coast rejected by Markovic, picked up off the floor by Knowles, and then he is pushed and fouled. And then good sportsmanship there as Niehaus and Knowles come together with a handshake. Third team foul on Litchfield, and Drew Logan wants a timeout. 2:37 for quarter number three. Litchfield leading Mount Olive 35-12. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the Litchfield timeout, Mount Olive has the ball into the front court. Knowles on the floor with Markovic, Reddick, Pfeiffer, and Blake Shell, the sophomore. The three sophomores on the floor right now. Knowles shot short. Rebound follow good for Blake Shell. He was Johnny on the spot there. Blake's first bucket. 35-14. Cats show a little three-quarters court pressure now. Litchfield's turned the basketball over the last two times they've had it. That's what prompted Drew Logan to take that timeout. Litchfield with a big lead, but you don't want to get sloppy. Niehaus off to Corso. Into the hands of Hires. Dribble drive. Stewart rises up. Rattled out. Rebound down to Knowles. Here comes Mount Olive. He will slow it up. That's Adam Knowles. Leaves it off for Timothy Reddick. Bounce pass high post to Shell right through the five hole and turned over. 21st Mount Olive turnover. 90 seconds third quarter. Here's Blake McGill. Had 14 in the first half. Has not scored here in the third quarter. Attacks. Left it short with the runner and the rebound down to Markovic. Trent in a hurry the other direction. Tries to step through two. Missed it. And the rebound down to Litchfield. He was looking for a foul, didn't get it. Good job to not foul. And now Litchfield turns it over on the pursuit down the floor, picked up by Reddick. He lays it up and in. Seven for Reddick. 35-16, Litchfield. A mini little run here for the Wildcats into the final minute of the third quarter. Corso gets into the paint, kicks to Stewart. Open for three. No. Rebound, Corso. Put back, no. And a foul on the rebound. That's going on Litchfield and Austin Niehaus as he just sent one of the Cats right to the floor with the body. Fourth foul on Litchfield. 49.4 seconds for the third quarter. Blake Carroll going to check in for the Cats. He will replace Timothy Reddick. So Shell, Markovic, Carroll, Pfeiffer. All sophomores on the floor right now with the junior Knowles. 40 seconds, third quarter. Mount Olive would really like a bucket here. Hold for the final shot, get a bucket. You got a little momentum going into the fourth quarter. Still a long way to go, though, on the comeback trail. But you got to start somewhere. 23 seconds for the quarter. Litchfield more than happy to let the Wildcats dribble out the third quarter here. Markovic comes over towards the sideline. Head coach Cody Best whispered something into his ear. Now Markovic works to the right. 10 seconds. Leaves it for Pfeiffer. And a turnover. 20-second turnover. Here comes Corso. Nice bounce pass, McGill off the window. It's good. Blake McGill with 16, and was he fouled? Yes. Count the bucket. The foul came after the bucket, and that's on Litchfield. So count the bucket for McGill. He has 16. The foul on Litchfield after the play goes on Austin Niehaus. That'll wind up being his third. So he came flying in there to get rebound position. 1.3 seconds for the third quarter. Mount Olive has to go the length of the floor. Long pass to Markovic. Three quarters court short. After three, it is Litchfield 37, Mount Olive 16. Back with fourth quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this boys high school basketball action. Mount Olive won the third quarter 8-6. Litchfield, though, in control of the game, 37-16. They led 31-8 at the half. Outscored Mount Olive 16-3 in the second quarter. Cats had the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They got a little bit of a run going there at the end of that third, but then a turnover led to a run out for Litchfield. That pass is tipped and stolen. 23rd Mount Olive turnover. Ahead to Hyers. Kettled in the foul for Chase Hyers. His first bucket as he ran the floor beautifully. And that layup came from the heart of the lane, straight on off the window. The foul goes on Markovic. His second free throw is no good for Hyers. And we've got a foul coming out. Let's see, who did they get? Litchfield was over the back. Sixth team foul. They'll get the second personal on John Corso. Mount Olive finished fourth at the Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament. Litchfield finished 12th out of 16 teams at the Metro East Thanksgiving Tournament, as both these squads got four games in last week. Here's Shell rising from the heart of the lane, missed it, and the rebound down to Blaine Stewart for Litchfield. 7-10 for the ball game. 39-16 Purple Panthers with the lead and the ball. On the right wing was Stewart. Here's Hyers. His pass is tipped away and eventually stolen by Mount Olive. 12 turnovers on Litchfield now. They've gotten a little loose with the basketball here in the second half. Not uncommon when you're working with the big lead, and Markovic airmails it out of bounds. 24th turnover. He was looking for Butts on the left block, actually looking for Carroll on the left block, and he just threw it way too tall. Went off the top of the mat at the end of the floor. 6:45 ball game, 39-16. Litchfield with the lead. Stewart has it hacked away from behind, but they're going to get Pfeiffer on the foul. And that was one of those plays. It was a foul, but it looked like a foul. As Pfeiffer, he wound up his arm and slapped down. That is going to get called every time. If you can, you just want to poke it away ever so slightly, or slap up. Much less likely to be called for a foul if you slap up. Here's Stewart, dribble drive, missed it, tapped around, and the rebound is out of bounds off of Mount Olive. 6:26 for the game. Litchfield's led throughout. Here's Corso in the right corner. Had to elevate to make that catch. Now he's double-teamed softly. Gets it off to Hyers out of that volleyball spike line. Back to Corso, finds a slashing Hyers. He pivots around, leaves it off for Anthony Boston, who's back on the floor playing with those three fouls. Here's Corso on the right wing. Bounce pass to Boston. He'll rise up, 10-footer, left it short. Offensive rebound to McGill, rejected but fouled by Reddick. That'll be three on Reddick, and it will send Blake McGill to the free throw line. McGill tonight, 16 points, 14 of them in the first half. The 5'10 junior. Toss is no good off the heel. Litchfield now 3 of 6 at the foul line. Ashton Pfeiffer returns. Reddick takes a seat with those three personal fouls. Second free throw for McGill. Left it short. Rebound down to Markovic. Inside of 6 minutes for the ball game, Markovic on the left wing to Pfeiffer. Dangerous pass, high post to Shell. Back to Pfeiffer. Oh, he tried to throw it down to Carroll, but Carroll had left the block going to set a screen. Markušić somehow saves possession. In the corner for Pfeiffer, he knocks down the triple. Well, not exactly like you might draw it up, but points are points, and that was a triple out of the left corner pocket. 39-19, Litchfield with the lead in the ball, 5.5 minutes to play. Pfeiffer had the right idea on that play, trying to feed the post, but Carroll, he didn't wait. He was going to set a cross screen and had his back turned, but Markušić saved it. Now a bad shot by Litchfield. Markušić on the runout has to just throw it back in play as he's flying out of bounds. Picked up by Litchfield and Corso. Down to the left baseline he goes. He's cut off. Nice cross court pass to McGill off the window. It's good. Manal lost sight of Blake McGill. He was all alone underneath the hoop. And Corso found him with the pass along that baseline. 41-19, Litchfield leading. They've been in control from the get-go. 4:45 for the ball game. Here's Pfeiffer. Leaves it between the circles for Knowles. Back to Pfeiffer. Ashton Pfeiffer back into the hands of Knowles. They've just not been able to solve this 2-3 zone piece. A lot of work, 25 feet from the hoop. Marcus just pulls up from 20 here, left it short, and the rebound down to John Corso. Corso racing into the front court, fakes the pass to Stewart, now leaves it back for Blaine. Stewart gets to the foul line, cut off. Leaves it out for Chase Hyers. On the left wing to Stewart. Blaine across the floor. McGill wants the three. Around and out, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by the Cats and Ashton Pfeiffer. 4 minute mark ball game. Knowles across the timeline. He's cut off there by Chase Hyers. Way out on the right wing with Markušić. On the elbow to Schell. Back to Knowles. Into the hands of Markušić in the right corner. Finds Knowles. Nice little quick step. Missed it. Rebound fought for between Carroll and Corso. Eventually kicked out to Pfeiffer. Good job by Blake Carroll to battle in there. Here's Schell. Kicks to Pfeiffer. 4-3. Yes. Ashton Pfeiffer back-to-back triples in the quarter for him. He has 6 points, and it's 41-22. Litchfield 3:25 for the ball game. When Manalo's gotten good, clean looks, they've been able to knock him down, but those have been few and far between here tonight. They've not been able to solve this zone. Corso, I don't know how that bounce pass found its way to McGill, but it did. Then Blake had nowhere to go, turned it over. 14th turnover. Corso led McGill right into a peck of trouble there. Out front with Knowles. In the right corner with Markušić. Finds Schell. Pivots around, leads for Knowles. Here's Reddick on the baseline to Carroll. Blake Carroll rises up, won't go down, and the rebound belongs to Litchfield. 2:45 for the ball game. 41-22 Purple Panthers looking for their second win of the season. Here's Hyers for three, left it way short, and the rebound down to Mount Olive and Schell. Outlet to Pfeiffer. Bounce pass to Markušić, deflected away by Blaine Stewart. That was good hustle there by Stewart. Substitutions for Litchfield. Cameron Crow is back. Jordan Harris returns. Hyers in Boston will take a seat. Kayla Butts is back on the floor for Mount Olive. He replaced Schell. Top of the key with Knowles. Here's Pfeiffer in the corner to Butts. Caleb, 4-3, around and down for Caleb Butts. He has 6 points, three triples in the quarter for Mount Olive. They've got 9 points in the quarter. They had 8 points in the first half. Then had 8 points in the third quarter. It's their highest quarter of the game by far. Here's Markušić on the attack. Lost the handle, turned it over. Corso comes back quickly the other way, and now we're going to get a reach-in foul on Ashton Pfeiffer. Sixth team foul. Next one puts Litchfield to the free throw line. 2:01 for the ball game. And Cody Best and Manalov is saying, where was this shooting the first three quarters? They just didn't get a lot of good looks the first three quarters. And Litchfield zone had them pushed way beyond the arc. Here's McGill for three. Yes, Blake McGill, have yourself a ball game, young man. 21 points for Blake. He's almost outpaced Mount Olive himself. Here's Knowles for three. The Cats heating up now, but it's too little, too late. First bucket for Knowles. Four threes in the quarter for Mount Olive. And you can see the potential, what the Cats can bring. That pass way too hard for Corso, went off his chest, turned over. Here comes Knowles, hesitation, kicks the butts, 4-3. That one is short, and the rebound down to Litchfield. 70 seconds for the ball game. Manalo had 16 points through three quarters. They've got 12 here in the fourth, all on triples. Corso on the left wing into the final minute of the ball game. John Corso spins away, then bounced it off his knee, turned over. 15 turnovers for Litchfield. They've been sloppy with the ball here in the second half. Here's Butts off to Knowles. Back to Butts. Yes, he got it again. Caleb Butts, his second triple of the quarter. And it's 44-31 Litchfield. Clock running, 35 seconds for the ball game. They just dug too big of a hole, did the Mount Olive Wildcats. They were down 31-8 at the half. Now 44-31, 20 seconds for the ball game. Stewart on the dribble out near midcourt. Keeps the bounce alive, 13 seconds. Litchfield looks content to just dribble out the clock here tonight. Going to be win number two. Purple Panthers in their home opener are going to beat Mount Olive by the final of 44-31. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield improves to 2-3 with the loss. Mount Olive drops to 2-3. Blake McGill led the way tonight, 21 points for the Purple Panthers. He's the only Litchfield player to reach double figures. John Corso finished with 9, 6 for Austin Niehaus, 4 points for Blaine Stewart, 2 points apiece for Chase Hires and Anthony Boston. I had Litchfield for 15 turnovers in the ballgame. A lot of those, though, came in the second half when they had that big lead. They were 3 of 7 from the free throw line and knocked down 3 triples, quarters of 15, 16, 6, and 7 for their winning total of 44. For Mount Olive, they scored 15 points in the fourth quarter after they had 16 points through the first three quarters on the night. They hit 5 triples in that fourth quarter as Caleb Butts leads the way for Mount Olive with 9, 6 for Ashton Pfeiffer, 7 for Timothy Reddick, 4 for Trent Markizich, 3 for Adam Knowles, and 2 for Blake Shell. 7 threes on the night for Mount Olive. They did not attempt a foul shot here this evening, and that's really not that surprising when you think about how this game went in terms of Mount Olive's offense working against this Litchfield zone. They just couldn't get inside. They spent a lot of time passing and dribbling way out on the perimeter. They just could not get good looks. They got better looks in that fourth quarter, and as a result, they had much better results offensively, but they turned it over 26 times tonight. They just could not take care of the basketball against that Litchfield 2-3 zone. So Mount Olive falls tonight at the hands of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. 44-31 is the final. We'll be back on the radio with more high school hoops on Thursday night. Girls action, Carlinville is at Hillsboro. Then on Friday night, boys hoops as Nokomis travels to Alton Marquette. Both games, live coverage, 7:30 Thursday and Friday nights right here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll have the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Want to thank the fine people at Litchfield High School, Athletic Director Mark Elvers and his staff that treat us so good every time we come into town. So we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to Megan Cordes. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106 and did a fantastic job. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Station. Your final, one more time from Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield. The Purple Panthers beat Mount Olive by the final of 44-31. I am Tim Mize, and we say good night from Litchfield.